expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Is the 19th day of January of 2019. And I want to start off by giving in the call-in number, so let your voice be heard. That number is 973-925-4559. And of course, my beautiful co-host, Ms. BB Diamond, is here to say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our urban story. This is Martin Luther King weekend. Most of us have Monday the 21st off. So I just wanted to put that so you have that in the forefront. But we have a lot to talk about on this 19th day of the new year. So Barbara, I'll turn it back over to you.
Yes, and I'm sure most of us are aware of what's going on with the government shutdown. And also, we have some information about Nancy Pelosi and her planned trip. Would you like to tell the people about that?
Nancy Pelosi, where do we begin? As you know, she represents a district that includes San Francisco, one of the great American cities that is now in decline. Fox News, I think it was Sean Hannity's show specifically, recently did a story on the issues with San Francisco, the feces, human feces in the street, the homelessness out of control, hypodermic needles being found on the street because of drug use. Nancy Pelosi has been in the House for over 30 years,
too long.
On $170,000, roughly, approximately, her salary is $170,000. She and her husband have managed to acquire $30 to $40 million fortune, really by using the American taxpayers and all. We'll get into that at some
other time.
But Nancy Pelosi thought she was being cute. There's no other way for me to say it, by disinviting our great president Donald John Trump from giving the State of the Union before the House of Representatives. That is the privilege of the Speaker of the House to invite the President to annually give a state, to give an update, if you will, on how the Union, the United States, is doing. So she disinvited the President. I thought she was pulling a power play. And based on the response of her disinviting President Trump, MSNBC, CNN, I mean, they went wild. Oh, President Pelosi, and oh, she pulled a power move. She's a badass. If you think I'm exaggerating, I welcome you to Google the comments made after she pulled the plug, if you will, on President Trump's State of the Union. But President Trump is smart, smarter than that. He'll figure out another way. So some think it was tit for tat that when the next day, now after vacationing at a luxury resort in Hawaii, and then the Democrats, paid for by lobbyists from what I understand, they partied it up in Puerto Rico. Then while 800,000 federal workers are out of work, all this is going on. The luxury vacation in Hawaii, President Trump was in D.C. waiting for the Democrats to negotiate. The Democrats are in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and then I believe it was yesterday or Thursday, she was planning to fly out of the country. She was going to go to Brussels in Europe. Then she was going to go to Egypt and Afghanistan, all of this ostensibly to visit our troops and go to Brussels to speak to NATO. Well, President Trump pulled the plug on her excursion, as he called it, because Nancy Pelosi, for many, many years, her and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the, too many of the politicians, they used the American people. This was Nancy Pelosi, and from what I understand, several family members were traveling with her. So this was not all about business. There were 93 people scheduled to make that flight, and a number of them were family members of Nancy Pelosi and other congressmen and congresswomen. Uh-huh. So it wasn't just about business and visiting the troops. This was essentially a free trip overseas on the, it wasn't free because you and I are paying for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And from what I understand, Nancy Pelosi spends roughly $100,000 on alcohol that we, you and I, pay for on these trips. So President Trump said, no, we're not going to do that while 800,000 people are not working. Now, I know some of us have disdain for federal workers. We don't really need them. But these are people, they're not, some of them don't make a lot of money. They make $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and they're trying to feed a family of four. They need their paychecks. Now, yes, President Trump signed an order, I believe, yesterday, saying that the federal workers will get their back pay.
Good.
But they're like a lot of us. They live paycheck to paycheck. They need their pay now. They have to pay rent, mortgage, credit card bills, and so on and so forth.
Get their food.
So while Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are partying at the government's, at the taxpayers' expense, 800,000 employees of the federal government are now furloughed. They have no pay. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you hit every nail on the head. I mean, you know, it's disgusting how people like Nancy Pelosi forget that they work for the people.
Exactly.
We are not their servants. We are not their slaves. And we're not here paying their salary just for them to take luxury excursions.
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing. So I'm so happy that we have a president who understands the frustration of the working people who are being worked over and have been being worked over by the Democrats for decades.
Exactly.
They don't appreciate the fact that, you know, we have a core of working people in America.
Right.
That keep this government going and working and keep them employed. But they forget their roles.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Barbara. The Democrats, a lot of them are elitist.
Nancy
Pelosi is an elitist.
Yes.
They do not respect what we think. They do not respect what the average American, they don't care about what we think. They use us as ATM machines.
That's it.
To fund their luxury trips, to fund this or that, their pet projects around the world. And they don't give a damn about what the average American thinks. And that needs to stop.
And that's
stop using us. They use us.
Right.
Barack Obama and Michelle were perfect examples of using the American people.
Absolutely.
They took unnecessary trips around the world so they could
to
accomplish nothing, so they can go around the world on our dime.
Yes.
So they don't have to lay out like the average person. If I want to take a trip around the world, $20,000 or $30,000. The American taxpayers paid for it. And President Trump said enough. Because why is she going to Brussels to speak to NATO? To speak to NATO, to shore up our alliance with NATO. We have a president who can do that. We have a whole State Department who does that.
Secretary
of State.
That's right.
Who represents, who speaks on behalf of our nation, goes to NATO, goes to Afghanistan, goes to Egypt, where Nancy Pelosi and this crew, including family members, were going to go.
They were going to party.
They were going to party at our expense. Now,
yes.
After being in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, you're going to take another 7 days or a 7 day trip overseas while 800,000 people are out of work. That's unacceptable. And the Democrats want to present themselves as standing for the average worker.
And that is such a lie.
That is a lie. They do not care about average Americans, you and I. Understand that. Because Nancy Pelosi said, we can't afford the luxury of $5 billion for the wall. Well, then, Miss Speaker Pelosi, how can we afford to pay for abortions all over the world? How can we could afford a wall, help Jordan build a wall in the Middle East? How can we can give Egypt $1 billion in federal and foreign aid? Excuse me. How can we afford all that, but we can't find $5 billion in a $20 trillion economy? Give me a break.
And how can we find the money to give refugees free housing, free education, all of these food stamps? We can't forget those. And how can we afford to do that? Give them free medical care?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I know in Harlem, I went to two hospitals one time, you know, different times, and there were notices in the lobby that if any of the hospital employees asked whether or not the patient was a citizen of America, report them because they would be immediately fired. So our hospitals are under siege. Our school system is under siege. We can afford to do all of these things, but we can't afford $5 billion to put the wall up and protect American citizens. That's a farce.
$5 billion in the context of you and I,
yes,
or even a Donald Trump, who's a billionaire, is a lot of money.
Yes.
But in the context of the greatest economy of the,
absolutely,
the world, our economy is worth trillions, with a T as in Tom.
I heard that.
Trillions of dollars. $5 billion is a drop in the bucket.
Absolutely.
We spend, I've heard, I haven't verified it myself, over $100 billion with a B on illegal immigrants every year.
Absolutely.
So if we spend $5 billion on the wall, it will pay for itself many times over.
Very quickly.
And very quickly. We're going to come back to Nancy Pelosi, and I think it's an absolute shame that she wants to cancel the State of the Union. President Trump is very smart, brilliant, and very swift on his feet.
Yes, he
He'll
is.
He'll find another way to address the nation, and I think Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, could invite him to come and stand before the United States Senate and give the State of the Union, if that's what it takes.
Amen. Amen. You know, and this is really a shame. It's really a shame that we have a political party that is so anti-unified America. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to unify America. I mean, it's all right to have your different points of views, but we have to come together. They are distancing themselves, and they're acting as if they're not part of the United States of America, trying to ignore the Constitution, trying to do everything that they can just to push an agenda to increase their voting bloc.
That's what it is, Barbara. You see, they don't want any restrictions on illegals coming into this country.
No, they don't.
Because they realize they need to build up their voting base and their voting bloc. Because as more black people wake up, they're leaving, they're walking away. More
right.
Hispanics are walking away. In fact, Trump's
absolutely
ratings amongst Hispanics have
it's
gone
zooming up.
Have gone up.
Yes.
So as more and more minorities are walking away from, and homosexuals included, are walking away from the Democratic
yes
Party.
Yes.
They want to fill that vacuum,
those
if
gaps
you will, fill those gaps with illegals coming into this country. But and I'm not against immigration, but it has to be done correctly. It has to be done right. They need to be vetted. They need to be screened for health issues, because if they're not, they're just walking across the country, going into different cities. They could be spreading diseases that could potentially harm or kill Americans.
Absolutely.
But not only that, there's a crisis at the border. The president will address the nation from the White House. I thought it was going to be at 3 p.m. today. I think the White House has announced it's moved to 4 p.m. In fact, President Trump tweeted he's going to be speaking at 4 p.m. from the
amen
White House today,
okay,
January 19th. Some are saying, is he going to declare a state of emergency, or is he going to offer a deal on DACA amnesty in exchange for funding for the wall? Even if he does, either way he goes, the Democrats are being obstructionist. They're being difficult.
Absolutely.
And Nancy Pelosi, who has a wall around her house, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama has a 20-foot wall, from what I understand. They cannot
absolutely
rationalize, and they cannot justify not giving this president a mere $5 billion for this wall.
And you know how insulting it is for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to say it's a manufactured crisis. Tell those families
wow
who have lost loved ones.
Yes.
I mean, what is manufactured about the death of your husband, mm-hmm, the death of your daughter, the death of your son? That's not manufactured.
Yes.
You know, the recent police officer that was killed, Singh.
Right.
You know, that's not manufactured. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That little boy, I think it was a little boy, will grow up without a father now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wife without a husband.
Right.
Whose life is altered totally.
Yeah.
What is manufactured about that reality?
There is a crisis at the border. The drugs that come through the border, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the smuggling of people.
The crime.
The crime that comes across that border. Don't tell me that the average person who lives on the border, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, they are deeply affected. Some of the ranchers have said they have found prayer rugs. So some people from the Middle East are coming through that southern border.
Absolutely.
And it is very dangerous. It is that ideology that led to the deaths of approximately 3,000 people on 9/11. That border has to be controlled. Now, President Trump has to offer amnesty at some level. That's fine, because we're not going to deport. Let's be realistic, Barbara. We cannot deport the millions of them who are here already. So if we can at least get that wall built, we can get this under control and stop the just walking over our border. It is not acceptable.
Well, you know, I don't favor amnesty. I'll be honest with you, because, you know, we've done this before. We did it under the Reagan administration.
That's true.
And then people get used to the fact, well, if I can just get there, eventually I'll get amnesty.
That's true.
I think we need to slam the door and say, no, you have to do it the right way or no way at all.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I know it would be tedious to try to deport a lot of these people, but...
Yeah.
I think we need to start someplace.
Yeah, those are actually.
So I don't favor amnesty.
Yeah, but if President Trump has to offer something,
you got to do something.
You know, I think he's reluctant to declare a state of emergency. I mean, if he has to, he has to. But then he would open himself up and his administration to lawsuits and other things of that nature. So by having the Congress on board with him with border security, it would make it easier for us to get that wall built.
You know, and the thing about it is, you know, I'm still disappointed about the midterms because American people need to really wake up and realize what an obstructionist party, the Democratic Party, how they're just obstructionists. Yeah. They're not concerned about the safety and the general welfare of the American people. That's evident.
Yeah.
You know, and for us to put so many of them in the House, you know, it's very disappointing.
Well, one of the results of that, Barbara, is that we have a couple of, and there's no other way to describe it, anti-Semites who were elected to the House of Representatives.
Absolutely.
We have Rashida Tlaib, who is from Michigan, and then we have Omar Ilan, who is from Minnesota. Now, they were elected. These are two Muslim women who were elected. They were elected basically because they come from heavily Muslim districts in their respective states. Omar Ilan comes from a heavily Muslim, she represents a heavily Muslim district in Minnesota. A lot of Somalis have immigrated to the state of Minnesota. And Rashida Tlaib comes from a heavily Muslim district in Michigan. So, I mean, hopefully when they're up for re-election, they will be defeated. But they are anti-Semitic. That has been proven. Omar Ilan tweeted in 2012 that Israel has hypnotized people and may Allah wake people up from Israel's whatever. So she's clearly anti-Semitic. So is Rashida Tlaib, who said, we're going to impeach the MF, referring to the President of the United States. These people are flashes in the pan. I don't think they'll have a long career in the House of Representatives. And in fact, based on what has been going on Twitter, over 100,000 people have signed a petition to have Rashida Tlaib removed from the House of Representatives.
And I pray that it works.
And then Nancy Pelosi had the nerve to appoint this anti-Semitic representative from Minnesota, Omar Ilan, to a very key committee in the House, the Senate, not the House Foreign Relations Committee, something to that effect. Why would you appoint an anti-Semite to such an important position?
That's how wicked these people have become. That's how wicked the leaders of this party have become. And if you follow this party, you know, lock, stock, and barrel, you have to be wicked also.
Mm-hmm.
They've turned it into the party of the godless. And what they're doing doesn't make any sense in line with the values, the founding of this nation. You know, 52 of our 55 signers of the Declaration of Independence had their seminary degrees.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Ooh,
you know, I'm studying things about the Black Robe Regiment.
Mm.
How pastors, the pulpit, was the place to that the message came out to Americans to stand up for what is right, and how they honored God in this nation. This nation was dedicated to God when they landed in 1607 and took some of the wood from the bow of the boat and made a cross and dedicated America, this nation, to God.
Wow, powerful.
and people like Nancy Pelosi dishonor those things.
Right. Now, I just want to move very quickly
yes.
to the story about our second lady, Karen Pence, who is going to volunteer at a Christian school, and she's come under attack because this Christian school stands up for Christian values. And Franklin Graham sent out a tweet a couple of hours ago, and he says, quote, "Can you believe the way the liberal media has attacked Second Lady Karen Pence because she's volunteering at a Christian school that teaches Christian values?" Unquote. Yes, I can believe it, because the media, and we'll get into this whole thing with the media and BuzzFeed in a moment, but the media
is
really anti-Christian. Why are you attacking Karen Pence because she wants to volunteer at a Christian school? But they have this anti-Christian bias in the media, in Hollywood, in academia. That's what this is about. Would they attack her if she volunteered at a Muslim school?
No.
And the Muslim school teaches that women can be beaten, even if beaten lightly, that homosexuals
thrown
should,
off
be,
roofs.
Should be stoned or
yes.
thrown off roofs?
Yeah.
Would the media attack her
no.
if she volunteered at
no.
a Muslim
no.
or an Islamic school?
No.
I seriously doubt it, Barbara.
I know they wouldn't, because they're more in line with the darkness on both sides, and they would never. Anything Christian, they're going to attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I a lot of times refer to them as the godless gang.
Mm.
And that's what they represent. I mean, you know, with their ideology, it just confirms it.
Absolutely.
You know, it just confirms it. You know, how they support abortion. You know, I was looking today and reminding myself how evil these people can be. You know, Michelle Wolf, that's supposed to have been a comedian who
right.
was insulting Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Right.
And how she dressed up like on the 4th of July or whatever and say, God bless abortions and
right,
all that.
Right.
Well, she's talking about the little G God of darkness.
Absolutely.
Not the God of the Bible who says that life is sacred.
Absolutely.
You know.
Speaking of that, there was the March for Life yesterday.
Absolutely.
That took place in Washington, D.C., over 100,000
yes.
strong. The media has ignored it.
Of course.
But in spite of their, despite of the fact they were ignoring it, a lot of people showed up. I'm sure it's one of the largest marches for life to support
yes.
the unborn baby. Vice President Pence spoke. President Trump spoke via video, if I'm not mistaken. So thank God for those young people. This is one of the most pro-life generations, from my understanding, in history. So thank God for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I missed going. Wasn't able to go. I'm still getting over this cold. And also they had another pro-life demonstration. I believe it was like on Tuesday.
Mm.
But at any rate, we're standing up, those of us who believe that life is sacred. We believe that God, when he says that he hates hands that shed innocent blood, that we hate that also, and that we're standing up for what's right and what's fitting and what's decent in America.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break in about 5 minutes, but I want to touch on this whole BuzzFeed, and we'll go into it more after the break. Yesterday, instead of giving any attention to the March for Life, very successful march, the media obsessed over this article from an online journal, or I guess a magazine, I should say, called BuzzFeed. And the gist of it was, or is, that President Trump instructed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie about this whole Russia collusion business and lie about, try to rig the polls or whatever. And the media went on and on. And when I say the media, I'm specifically referring to MSNBC and CNN. And some people on Twitter have actually spent time counting the number of times they use the word either impeachment
or resign.
Between MSNBC and CNN, they used either one of those words at least, or a combination of those words at least 200 times over what has turned out to be a false story.
Absolutely.
Published by BuzzFeed. Barbara, what are your thoughts on that, please?
I mean, it's disgraceful and it's disgusting, you know, but through it all, you know, I mean, there is some good news and things are happening that are really true. There, my friend in Massachusetts, Dennis, sent me this from Judicial Watch.
Mm.
And this gentleman, Tom Fenton, is reporting on the Russiagate scandal, the Pelosi being grounded.
Right.
And the Clinton email / Benghazi update. Judicial Watch has been doing a lot of work to open up to the public what went on as far as Benghazi, as far as those emails, as far as that server is concerned. And in the next couple of months, from what I understand, there should be some new developments and breaking developments and good developments on exposing exactly what happened in those instances with the Clinton emails and all of that. In other words, it's time for people to be held accountable.
Absolutely. The media, sorry about that, folks. The media is so obsessed.
Yes.
With reporting negative things about Donald
Trump. Absolutely.
They are so obsessed. They don't care whether it's true or false.
No, they don't.
It's, you know, like some people, they when they get out, they start the morning, they say positive affirmations, they speak life to their life. And some people, in order to make it through the day, they have to have their fix of negative Donald Trump news. And Trump derangement syndrome is very real. They do not care if it's a complete lie. They just want to hear negative stories about Donald Trump and his family. And that's really sad if I'm speaking to someone like that right now. The obsession to say something negative to try to get Donald Trump has gotten out of control. All day yesterday, they were talking about this BuzzFeed article. If it's true, he needs to resign. If it's true, he should be impeached. If. And the author of the article said, told CNN, I didn't actually see the evidence myself. So you're basing a story and you're repeating a story on something that was not even verified. I mean, you can get angry about it, but at some level, it's actually kind of sad that people will spend their time just trying to find negative information on President Trump and his family.
You know, one of the old sayings, misery loves company, happens to be absolutely true. These people are miserable and they want everyone else to be miserable. I had a very interesting interview yesterday with a gentleman that I met, you know, Andrew. And when I get the links as to where you can listen to it, I will share that information. But he was asking me, why do people hate Trump, President Trump, so much? When we come back, you know, maybe I can give an answer to that. Stay tuned to Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories. stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we go. Hi, this is Barbara from Harlem. We are back on Our Urban Story. And as I was getting ready to tell you, you know, about the interview I had yesterday with a very interesting man that I met on January the 3rd. His name is Andrew J. Shatkin, S-C-H-A-T-K-I-N. And he has a show called the ShatkinShow.com. He is a businessman. He's an educator. And he's a very, what can I say, a very interesting person. He's a writer. He's a speaker. He's a teacher. He wears a lot of hats. And the interview we had was just so, it was so intriguing and interesting. And he asked me, he says, well, Barbara, why do you think people hate Trump so much? And the only thing I can come up with, you know, it's about envy. It's about jealousy. And it's about they cannot find a way to bribe him or get under his skin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is a real New Yorker. And the thing about it is he's not an elitist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when he was at some dinner or whatever, you know, jesting, he mentioned that he's the son of a carpenter, where he worked for his father. So his father introduced him to working people, showed him what work was about. And then I read something about his grandfather, who was from Germany. He had several business ventures, you know, and he failed at some, but he did not give up. And the thing about Donald Trump is that even though he's had, let's say, two failed marriages, the thing that's so outstanding and wonderful about him is he did not lose touch of his children.
Right.
He stayed involved in their lives.
Right. Right.
So a lot of the men who have failed in this area hate him for that. Because his children seem to admire and respect him.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, he was with the mother, whatever, he didn't forget about his children.
Right, right.
And he's left them a legacy that instead of envying him and hating him and being jealous of him, try to model after him to leave even one-tenth of a legacy to your children. How many of our young people today are going to be left a legacy that is significant?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that people envy him for, and they're jealous of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's witty.
Yes, he is.
He has that street side to him. He's charismatic.
Right.
Which all of us are not charismatic.
This is true.
He's very charismatic, and he has that street wit, and he's fast. I mean, when he was in the debates with Hillary Clinton, and he had Paula Jones and the other women sitting there. Mm-hmm. The look on Bill Clinton's face and Chelsea's face was, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I don't think too many of us would have thought to do something like that. So as I said, my interview yesterday was very intriguing, and I hope that I'll be able to share with you the link so that you can hear it. It was long, lengthy, intriguing, interesting, and you will not be bored because we talked about many subjects. But, you know, I thank God that we do have somebody like Donald Trump who has a tough skin. And you know what? Andrew asked me yesterday, how do I react to people, you know, who may not like the way I think and because I'm black, et cetera. I believe this is true for Donald Trump, too. We don't let people define us.
Mm-hmm.
We know who we are. You can call me anything you want. You can think about me any way you want. But I know who I am, and I'm comfortable in my skin.
Excellent. Thank you, Barbara. And we will be sure to give our listeners the link so
absolutely.
They can hear that interview you did yesterday. You know, Jeffrey Toobin, who is a lawyer who's frequently on CNN, he said in light of the BuzzFeed of the debunking of the BuzzFeed article by the special counsel's office that the media had a bad day. And I'm paraphrasing what Jeffrey Toobin said, people are going to think the media is made up a bunch of leftists,
and they
who
are
lie about President Trump
they
just
do.
To get him. And I appreciate Jeffrey Toobin for being honest about that.
Absolutely.
Because I do think yesterday was a bad day for the media. Very bad day. When between CNN and MSNBC, they mentioned the words impeachment or resign about 200 times. It was over the board, over the top. The media really needs to regain its balance. They are blatantly anti-Trump, and that's absolutely a shame.
They haven't been in balance for a long time, many decades.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Tapping into what you just said, you don't let your enemies define you.
No.
And I think that's the difference with Donald Trump, between Donald Trump and George W. Bush.
Absolutely.
Because George W. Bush did not push back.
Absolutely.
They would call him a Nazi. He looked like a monkey, this and that. He was racist. And George W. Bush just took it.
Absolutely.
He didn't punch back. Neither did Ronald Reagan, in my opinion.
Right.
But Trump is different.
He's the wrong one.
He is playing chess. He is outthinking them.
Yes, he is.
And they do not know how to handle a Republican like Mr. Trump.
No, he has.
Because
that,
he's a brilliant billionaire. He's a brilliant businessman. This man is selling rice to China.
I know, isn't it?
China. That's like selling fire to Satan. Ice to Eskimos. He is brilliant. You may not like Donald Trump. He may be bombastic. You may think he's a jerk. Whatever you think of Donald Trump, he is absolutely effective. He is an effective, brilliant businessman, and he's also a street fighter. And the Democrats are not used to getting punched back.
And the thing I think, I believe he's an honest man.
Mm.
I don't believe he's one of those snakes in the grass, you know, that will do anything for a dollar.
Right.
Some people have money, and money has some people.
This is true.
And I don't think money has him.
Right.
To the point that he'll do anything unethical to
right.
get it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this Russian investigation is a witch hunt.
It is a witch hunt.
And they don't know what to really do, because from what I understand, they were getting these people in place in case when he lost.
Right.
because they wanted to make sure that if he fought the results of his defeat, that, Hillary would be the president.
Mm-hmm.
But since she was the one who was defeated, mm-hmm. they had these people in place, so they had to give them something to do. They know that Russia didn't come and develop clones and have clones come vote or pay people to vote for Trump or whatever. And even if they did, if people chose to vote for him, that's their business.
Well, speaking of the whole Russia investigation, we've wasted over $25 million. This is a hoax.
Yes.
And I think Robert Mueller's report, from what I understand, which will be issued or is expected to be issued sometime in March 2019, is going to be anticlimactic. I'm looking at this story about Bruce Orr, former Department of Justice official, whose wife, Nellie Orr, actually worked for Fusion GPS, who pulled together this dossier.
Yes.
This dossier was the basis for the FISA warrant and is the basis of this $25 million plus investigation into Trump. We've used a false dossier launch a multi-million dollar investigation against the president, his family, and his associates. And this is huge. The gist of the story is Bruce Orr, former Department of Justice official, warned the FBI. He briefed. Let me just read part of the story.
Yes.
It's from The Hill, published January 16th, 2019. The title is FISA Shocker. DOJ official warned Steele dossier was connected to Clinton and might be biased. I'm just going to read an excerpt. Quote, the then senior Department of Justice official, Bruce Orr, briefed both senior FBI and Department of Justice officials in summer 2016 about Christopher Steele's Russia dossier, explicitly cautioning that the British intelligence operative's work was opposition research connected to Hillary Clinton's campaign and might be biased. Orr's briefings, in July and August 2016 included the deputy director of the FBI, a top lawyer for then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and a justice official who later would become the top deputy to special counsel Robert Mueller. So the top deputy to special counsel Robert Mueller was amongst those at the briefing in which Bruce Orr said, hey guys, I'm paraphrasing, of course, this dossier upon which we are basing an investigation was put together. It was really opposition research for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Absolutely.
Ergo, it might not be reliable.
Isn't that something? $25 million.
Yes.
Because they can't accept the fact that the American people said, we don't want Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to the polls and we're going to vote for someone who says America and Americans first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Yep.
And the sooner they reconcile with that, the better. You know, I think it's gone beyond what they call it, the Trump syndrome or something.
Yeah. Trump derangement.
Trump derangement. I think we need to get some massive Thorazine into these people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not one for drugs all the time, but they need them.
Yeah.
I mean, they've gone insane. They're just totally insane.
What's really striking about the Bruce Orr situation is that, and I'm going to go back to the article if you don't mind.
No problem.
Quote, since it was disclosed last year that Steele's dossier formed a central piece of evidence supporting the FISA warrant, justice and FBI officials have been vague about exactly when they learned that Steele's work was paid for by the law firm representing the Clinton campaign. The Democratic National Committee.
In other words, you can't rely on that.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
It's not reliable. It's false.
Exactly.
Everything was done on behalf of Clinton, by Clinton, by those who supported her, for the win to be in.
Exactly.
And it did not. As Franklin Graham said, they forgot the God factor.
Absolutely.
And the God factor told the American people, millions of them, to get up. Don't sit this election out.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Your country is at risk.
Absolutely.
Get up, stand in line, and vote. for Donald John Trump. And that's what happened.
Absolutely.
That's what happened.
Wow. So I guess today they're having the Women's March in D.C. It's just terrible with the anti-Semitism. One of the leaders of the Women's March, Tamika Mallory, said Louis Farrakhan is one of the greatest of all time. Louis Farrakhan is an anti-Semite. He doesn't represent black people. The whole anti-Semitism, it largely is coming from Muslim quarters because the Quran codifies the hatred of Jews and Christians, and they are obsessed with hating Jews.
But also the hatred of the God that Jews serve.
There you go.
So this is anti-God, not just anti-Jewish.
Yes.
Anti-God, because you can't think of the Jewish people without connecting them to God, because God chose them as his people and he was going to be their God. And the Christians, that's why they don't have a love for Christians either, because the Christians see themselves as an offshoot of Judaism.
Yes.
That's why I, as a black American, always have on my Star of David.
Absolutely.
People will ask me why. Well, we have been grafted in.
Absolutely.
And the first Christians were Jewish people.
Absolutely.
Period. There's no controversy concerning that. So they hate God. Mm-hmm. They hate what God stands for.
You know, that's very important because you cannot.
That's how I sum it
think,
up.
And I'm just going to basically repeat what you said. I think is critically important.
Okay.
You cannot think of Israel.
No.
You cannot think of the Jewish people without thinking of the God of the Bible.
No, you can't.
And just as a side thought on that, the Bible is the only religious book that I know of, and someone can call and correct me, that has been tested and verified.
Over and over.
There is nothing you can test in the Quran.
Nothing.
There's nothing that has been verified in the Quran, but the Bible has been tested by people who are not believers, by archaeologists, anthropologists. They have tested and verified the accuracy of the Bible. So why would I believe a religion that has not been verified?
And then the thing about it is that Christianity, Judaism, and all that, first century.
Absolutely.
The church was started in the first century.
Absolutely.
Islam didn't come about until the 7th century.
Absolutely. And so when Franklin Graham, may God rest, bless his soul, said that we do not worship the same God.
No, we don't.
Reverend Graham was absolutely 100% correct, because the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, chose the Jewish people.
Absolutely.
So why would then he have inspire someone named Muhammad to write a book that demonizes, if you will, Jewish people or people of the book, which would include Jews and Christians?
Well, you remember when I had that confrontation in Harlem at Sylvia's with Khalik Muhammad, whatever his name was, and he called me sister, and I told him, don't call me sister because we don't worship the same God.
Mm.
And that caused him and his bodyguards to act like they were shocked. And then they took off a walk down the street. They had nothing else to say to me, because that is valid. Mm-hmm. We don't worship the same God.
No.
And Christians need to realize that, you know, and stand up for the truth. You know, Jesus says when he sets you free, you're free indeed. And if you're not free from even political parties teaching you and telling you how to vote, who to love, who to hate, you're not free. You can go to church all you want, but until you really embrace the teachings of Christ, you're not free. So if you want to experience freedom, remember what he says. When he sets you free, you're free indeed.
Absolutely. And there's no doubt that the first Christians, quote unquote, were Jewish.
Oh, definitely.
They were Jewish. So when people talk about, well, the Jews hated Jesus, that is actually not true.
No, it's not.
His first followers were Jewish. Before we go off the air, I just want to remind you that we're supposed to have somewhat of a snowstorm. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but just please be prepared with your shovels and your ice melt. It's in the Northeast. So if you're in the New York area, tri-state area, just please be prepared.
And please remember about Dr. Martin Luther King. He was one of the great leaders of our day, of our time. And he was the man who said, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but the content of my character. And that's so important today.
And it's important to remind you that Dr. King was not an anti-Semite.
No.
He supported the founding of the state of Israel.
Yes, he did.
Because Israel is actually several thousand years old. It didn't just spring up out of anywhere.
No.
Like the quote-unquote Palestinians want you to believe, like it's such a Nakba, it's such a tragedy that Israel was refounded. It's not. We have like 4 minutes left. I didn't want to seem
Yes. Right. He was a great man, and he was a man who believed in the word of God. And they have it mushed up, but he was a Republican or changed to Democrat. I don't know what. But at any rate, he didn't believe in the slaughter of babies. He was one that believed in the principles that, you know, of righteousness.
Absolutely. And I want to, you know, when you talk about the slaughter of the babies, go back to the March for Life yesterday. It's important for us to stand up against abortion. You know, we have Governor Cuomo in New York who was refusing. I haven't followed the story since earlier this week. He was refusing to sign the budget for the state of New York unless they approved the bill that would allow a woman to have an abortion up until the time of birth. That, as former mayor of New York City, Ed Koch, a liberal said, he said that was infanticide.
That's what it is.
It's infanticide.
You know, and it reminds me of the pagans in the Bible who sacrificed babies to their gods. It reminds me of that. Why would you want to kill a baby on the way being born? Why would you not honor the life of a child in a mother's womb? If she doesn't want the baby, we have thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who will adopt. You know, and they don't want you to mention anything about abstinence. You see, the liberal ideology is very confusing, dark, and has no moral standings at all. Because if we started teaching our young ladies to be more protective of their bodies and more selective of their bodies, then maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
Absolutely.
You know, they want, you know, love the one you're with. You know, that came out, and, you know, we went crazy.
Well, when we separate ourselves from the God of the Bible,
amen,
anything goes.
Well, that's why this administration is so refreshing, because we have someone who's pro-God. After 8 years of total darkness and putting God out of the minds of some American people, and definitely out of the White House. Didn't even want Winston Churchill's bus in there.
That's right.
Because Winston Churchill knew what liberals were about, and he spoke against them.
Absolutely.
So that couldn't even be in the House, and God was pushed out of the White House. And now we have someone who's pro-God, pro-life. And that makes all the difference in the world.
The president will be speaking from the White House in about 6 minutes Eastern time. Please pray for him and his administration.
Absolutely.
Next week, I want to talk briefly about the failure of Brexit. The parliament in Europe voted Brexit down, the British exit from the European Union. I want to touch on that a little bit next week.
Yes,
but we had so much to cover this week.
Absolutely.
That it was very important that we talk about. And the bottom line of everything.
And Paris is still in
they're
uproar.
They're in their 10th week, I understand.
Absolutely.
The yellow vest.
Macron is trying to talk them down.
Right.
And then the other young lady who's
right-winger. No, because we're rejecting
winger.
Globalism.
Absolutely.
You're taxing, overtaxing us to pay for mass immigration, and the average Briton, the average French man or woman, they're being overburdened.
They're tired of that.
They're
That's
being
right.
overburdened.
That's right.
And the Democrats in the United States really don't care about the average American. That's the
no,
message.
No, they don't.
That's why Donald Trump will be reelected, even
That's
by
right.
a larger margin in 2020.
And we're going to focus on that on this program, on our urban story, because we want people to be aware of the fact how the Democrats don't care about your safety.
They don't.
Don't care about your families.
No.
Don't care about the prosperity and your dreams.
Absolutely.
And we cannot allow them to snatch and shatter the dreams of Americans, because America is where you can fulfill your dreams.
America is the greatest country in the world.
That God developed, that's
right. Absolutely, and I understand why people would want to come here, but we have to do it legally. It has to be controlled.
Absolutely.
We can't just have anyone flying in, walking into our country without being vetted.
From what I understand, another caravan is getting ready to try
absolutely. That's why the wall is absolutely critical.
It is. It is. It is. And we thank God that you're with us. And please stay with us and tell your friends about our urban story. And tune in again next Saturday, God willing, to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.